Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise.
I'm Bill Shishko, and I'm your host again today for another edition of HealthWise. Your feet's too big. Can't stand it because your feet's too big. Can't use you because your feet's too big. And so sings the early 20th century pianist and performer Fats Waller in his own inimitable way, "Your feet's too big." And if you want a fun 3 minutes, watch the video of the song and dance routine, Fats Waller and Your Feet's Too Big, and you can get it on YouTube. Well, while Fats Waller, in an age that was less serious about itself than our ages, was poking fun at those born with big feet, you can develop a similar condition, regardless how big your feet are, that we simply call swollen feet. And so whether you get it from Fats Waller or from me, well, the subject's pretty close. Your feet's too big. Swollen feet. What do you do? Now, if you've never experienced the problem of swollen feet or ankles, be thankful. Hot, humid days, coupled with lots of standing or even sitting in one place for a long time when you're on those airline flights and you're crammed in the coach section, you know what that's like. Those times can wreak havoc on your feet, as can, well, foot and ankle injuries, some that you may have gotten many years back. Women pregnant with children, those with diabetes, people who, for whatever reason, often because of taking in too much sodium, retain too much fluid in their systems, that's something called edema, and those who carry around excess weight, well, eventually their feet cry for mercy, and if they're your feet, you're going to cry too. Swollen feet, swollen ankles, swollen legs, ouch. They really do hurt. And then you try to put on your shoes when you have swollen feet, and it's hard, if not impossible, because, well, your feet's too big. So what happens in your body is this, and that happens for various reasons. The blood flow to your feet and ankles, remember, every part of your body needs the oxygen that comes from blood, and the blood that flows to your feet and your ankles can become restricted for various reasons. In other words, it moves down, but it doesn't move up. That causes fluids to pool in your feet, and if that condition becomes too aggravated, your feet's too big, and you've got swollen, uncomfortable feet, and chronic swelling of the feet may well lead to varicose veins, and that's even more pain. So what do you do? Well, that's our topic for today's HealthWise, with a tip of the hat to Fats Waller's swollen feet. What do I do? And it's 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, that's bringing you HealthWise this week. Its companion is, as you heard in the introduction, Cottage Pharmacy. But this is 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, as you'd imagine. It's right near Highway 110 on Long Island, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And there at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, they have, the only way I can describe it is a richly stocked surgical medical department. Literally, you start at the floor and you work your way all the way up to the ceiling in this fascinating surgical medical department. And there, along with all the stuff, you'll meet Kathy. She's 110 Pharmacy's experienced advisor for all things related to pain and soreness in virtually any part of your body, and pain and soreness in virtually any part of your body at any age of your body. And Kathy's our guest again today on HealthWise. We invite you to call her with your questions about swollen feet. What do I do? Our call-in number is 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. And you can even text your question. Put the number under HealthWise. Here's the number for texting your question, 516-367-0391, 516-367-0391. And I hasten to add that you can use that text number, 516-367-0391, any time in the week for any HealthWise-related question, and we'll pass them on to those who can help you. But for now, hey, welcome to Kathy Rotkamp of 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Good to have you with us again, Kathy.
Thank you so much, Pastor Phil. It's good to be with you again.
Great having you with us. Let's talk about, let's just talk about swelling in general. Somebody comes to you swollen any appendage. What kinds of treatments do you recommend for them?
Well, it really depends on what has caused the swelling. I get patients that come in, they get swelling due to an injury in the foot area, or they're just they're not even sure why they're swollen. They haven't yet consulted a physician on their condition. So sometimes they end up coming to our department first. We're not really there to diagnose them with anything. So if it's something that we don't think that we can give them a quick remedy to until they're able to see a doctor, you know, we would definitely refer them to see their medical physician first. But things that would help with the swollen feet would be if it's an injury, say an ankle injury or something, you'd want to ice that first.
Yeah, that's a cold treatment, right?
Correct. Use cold treatment, ice it, elevate it, and, you know, and rest. Rest is the key to an injured ankle. And
would you use a heat treatment with the foot? It seems like our feet get hot enough as it is. Is there any heat treatment that you use for something in a foot or the ankle?
You could use a heat treatment for the foot to help and relax sore muscles in the foot and to increase the range of motion. When a time where you would not use heat treatment is if that your area that you want to treat is hot to the touch already, because that could be a serious condition. So you don't want to do that. And, you know, heat also helps to sore stiff muscles, and it helps to relax and loosen the tired muscle as well.
Yeah, so the heat is really more for a general relaxation, whereas the cold treatment is to take away the heat that can come from an infection or an injury, correct?
Correct. It helps to kind of numb the nerve ending.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, incidentally, and we want to get to the subject of the swollen feet, but what point should people see a GP when they're a general practitioner, or now it's primary care physician, excuse me. At what point should people go?
If they come into us and we give them a recommendation and they try it and it's not really helping them and they feel like they're not getting any better, the condition is worsening, then at that point I would definitely recommend them to go see somebody.
And when we're dealing with feet, at what point is the specialist a podiatrist?
I guess it would really depend on what the condition. I know that a lot of like edema swelling and things like that is a vascular doctor, because that's circulation, it's the heart, it's all of that. A podiatrist, I know, deals with a lot of, orthopedist, the bones.
Okay.
And a podiatrist, he'll deal with the bunions and the calluses and warts and things like that. So different things that happen with the feet, not so much just swelling or a broken ankle or a sprain. You know, a podiatrist can kind of specialize in, you know, the removal of, like I said, warts and...
Yeah.
Bunions and corns and things of that nature.
It's amazing. We're not only fearfully and wonderfully made, but we're also fearfully and wonderfully disordered, aren't we, with all these different things that come. Okay, we're talking about swollen feet. So what do you recommend particularly, Kathy, for swollen feet or swollen ankles?
There are a few different things you can do. Epsom salt is a good way to help ease the ache and the pain. It helps to decrease inflammation, improve the circulation, and is also claimed to have an antifungal and an antimicrobial properties, which, you know, will help with, you know, foot infections and some skin infections that are also on the foot as well. Again, and then just very, you know, relaxing and comforting, you know, to the feet that are so sore and swollen.
Now Kathy, Epsom salt soak. What temperature of the water, how long, you know, what are some practical guidelines for that?
The hot heat of the water is good because it's as hot as you can take it. You know, you don't want to do it so you get a burn, but as hot as you can take the water, because that heat actually helps to activate, like, the magnesium and the sulfate and the Epsom salt to really help soak it into your muscle.
Yeah, because the Epsom salt is it's a magnesium sulfate, and as we've learned with the nutritional part of the program, that is a way of essentially helping to relax your muscles. Is that right?
Yes, it does.
Okay, all right. So, also, I mean, not to mention the fact that Epsom salt soak it soothes dry skin, and I guess it makes your feet smell good as well. So with it, okay. So in that, Kathy, for how long a time would you? You know, we talk about minutes, or just sit there for half an hour and read
you
a book.
You could do it between 30 and 60 minutes. You know, you would add about two cups of Epsom salt into, you know, water in like a little bucket and soak for 30 to 60 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so we're not talking about a 5-minute quickie.
Also.
What's that?
You can also add some essential oils also.
Yeah. Now, do those do more than just provide the relaxation of the fragrance of a lavender or chamomile? I mean, are there proven benefits of these oils in your skin?
That's really Rachel's department.
Okay.
So I really don't have an honest answer to give you on that, but I do know that, you know, using, you know, sometimes adding these extra essential oils and do help to relax, but I'm sure, you know, I could check with Rachel, and I'm almost positive they have other effects as well.
Yeah, just for all of you know, when you visit 110 Pharmacy and Surgical at 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, as you go in, you're going to be in the boutique area, and spend some time there because it's fascinating. But moving to your left brings you to the surgical medical department, where you'll meet Kathy and you'll meet Sheila and others who are in there. And then just up from that is the nutrition department, where Rachel is. So there's a holistic view of what you can get there. And if you're looking for the essential oils, the nutrition section would be helpful as well. I mean, just out of curiosity, do you have basins, Kathy, that say keep the temperature of the water, because this water is not going to stay hot for very long?
No, I have basins, but not ones
okay.
that will
contain. That's something you can invent and make yourself a fortune. How's that? Okay.
I like the way
you go.
Think.
What about exercise? Because that's also in surgical medical connection. What about exercise to help with swollen feet?
Exercise is very good. I mean, moving around is key, because that will help keep your circulation, you know, flowing. If you stand in one spot for a long period of time or you sit for a long time, that's going to restrict your circulation and will cause, you know, swelling and aches and pains in your feet and your calves. You know, even yoga is very good to do. It'll help to improve your circulation and, you know, to get moving around and focus on your circulatory system as well.
Yeah, it's interesting that with everything that we do that is a benefit, it seems like there's always going to be something that's a detraction. Years ago, a friend of mine suggested that I use a raised desk in my study. And I do have a raised desk, and I wouldn't want to give up my raised desk for anything, for many reasons. It promotes alertness. You move around more. You've got to be sure it's the right size so your posture is right. But then what I found is, because I would stand for all these lengths of time, I would notice that in my ankles and in my legs, there was almost a blackness that was there because of the circulation issues. I don't know if you run into that with people that come. I mean, I think anybody that stands in one place, is that kind of thing come to you, Kathy, at the surgical medical department?
I do get a lot of people that tell me that they're on their feet for 12 hours a day, that, you know, a lot of them are, you know, nurses and doctors and, you know, counter, you know, people as myself. And, you know, their feet swell, like, you know, and toward the end of the day when they get home, they are just aching.
Yeah.
And with that, most of the time, we always recommend the compression stockings.
Let's talk about those. You and Sheila got me into the compression stockings. Those are terrific. Tell us how they work, and there's different types of them. Fill us in on that.
Okay, well, the compression stockings, they're made to help increase the circulation that in your lower parts of your body. So if you're on your feet and or you're sitting and you're not getting, you know, up and walking around, you're because of gravity reasons, your blood will get pulled down until you're like your ankles are retain water. And what the compression socks help to do is they help to get the water to not pool in the ankles and the foot and just recirculate back up to the heart.
Yeah, it does, I guess the pressure there actually does, it makes your blood move more quickly, doesn't it? Is it something like that?
Yeah, I mean, just the tightest compression at the ankle is so that it doesn't pool in the ankle, and then it does help to push it up, kind of, you know, even massaging. And when you put them on, when we've helped customers put them on in the system when they don't know how to put them on their legs properly, you know, it's the whole, like, smoothing them out and just kind of you're actually even massaging as they're getting put into place, which helps to increase the circulation as well.
Yeah, that's exactly what I found. It's like it is like a massage to the calves. And there's different, I don't want to say levels, but you've got different strengths of compression, so to speak. How does that work? How do you determine what you should use?
Well, sometimes the patients will come in and they will just say that they need a pair of compression stockings or socks. The doctor told them to get them. And on the basis of that, most of the time the doctors will, that'll be just a moderate compression of 15 to 20. They're on their feet all day. They have a little bit of swelling. So we would give them medium compression for that. Anything, you know, if they have excessive swelling and then the varicose veins and tend to have, you know, maybe treated for a blood clot of some sort, that the doctor would usually write a prescription for anything higher than a 15 to 20, which would be a 20 to 30 or a 30 to 40.
Now, something to ask your doctor when you go, this is fascinating. You'd never think a topic like swollen feet would be so fascinating, but in the same way we are made as fascinating beings, made in the image of God, the different ways we can become disorder is fascinating. And we'll be back with more about, my aching feet, what do I do for swollen feet? But first of all, this message.
It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise.
And just a little suggestion when you go to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, as my wife and I love to do, get a list of things that you need, gifts that you're going to need to buy, certainly the nutrition items you hear about, and then, of course, things from surgical medical department. Make a list. go in and mention you heard this on WLIE. You'll get a 20% discount. And it's literally, it's like going into a shopping center in one store, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, where we're speaking with Kathy, who is in the surgical medical department. We're talking today about swollen feet and what you do with swollen feet. Kathy, a little bit more on this massage thing. Do you sell, years ago someone gave us a foot massage thing that I use periodically, probably not as much as I should, that just kind of massages the soles of your feet electronically and moves a bit. What kind of massaging items do you have there in the surgical medical department?
Well, we have foot rollers that you could actually, you know, you can place on the floor and just roll your foot on it. And then we have also foot baths that kind of like you'd get, you know, like a pedicure. If you were getting a pedicure, you'd baths like that, that you'd be able to, you know, have the features of, you know, the foot massagers in there as well.
Okay. And, of course, if you have a spouse and they're willing to do it, I guess following our Lord's pattern of washing the disciples' feet, you could, your spouse can massage the feet. You can do that together. What, you have oils or chemicals or kind of the equivalent of the Epsom salt soap for massages?
We do have, Epsom salt soaps as well. The oils would be again in Rachel's department, and she would usually take over the sale of any item if I send them over to her for that kind of, those kind of items.
Okay. Yeah. What are some other things that come to your mind as you think of the surgical medical department and swelling? These are from my frame of reference, but you're there virtually every day. What are some things that come to your mind?
Another good thing to do is elevation. Elevation is key to get those feet above the heart. You know, to keep, you know, so again, your feet and your legs are not swelling.
And do you, well, obviously for that, it's really a matter of sitting and putting your feet up on a pillow or something. Or do you have other items in the surgical medical department that help with that?
We do. We have elevated pillows that have heights of 7-inch, 10-inch, and 12-inch in elevation, which usually get the feet up to a nice nice level above the heart. And we also carry a very nice selection of lift chairs, which also fully recline and elevate the legs to get you in that position so your feet are elevated as well.
That's so important. I know for me, at middle of the day, when I get my power nap, just elevating my legs above my heart for 20 minutes or half an hour or so is very helpful. I realize this is kind of more the general medical thing, but fluids, Kathy, that we tend to think if there's a pooling of fluids in the legs or the feet, maybe we shouldn't drink as many fluids. But that's not true, correct?
Correct. No, drinking at least 8 to 10 glasses of water a day to flush out your system is huge. It's a very it's a necessity.
Yeah, I think kind of works like this. I mean, our bodies again are fascinating. They if we're dehydrating from too little fluid, then our bodies are basically saying retain the fluid that you've got, and if you're retaining the fluid that you've got, and those fluids happen to be in your feet, then you're going to have difficulties. A question that has come into us, kind of interesting one, how does alcohol contribute to swelling? I don't think talking about rubbing alcohol, which of course cools us down, but I would think the alcohol that you drink, how does alcohol contribute to swelling?
That's really not my specialty, but I can try to answer it.
Sure.
People don't really come and tell me their tales of woe like that. I do know that, you know, when you do drink, that your body does retain, you know, the you do swell and you do retain a lot of fluid because of that. You know, a lot of times we see it in the face and the hands, and if it affects those, you know, areas, it's got to affect the, you know, the lower extremities as well.
Sure, yeah. People tend to think, I mean, when you take the alcohol in, it will help you to retain, you will retain those fluids mm-hmm. in many ways, and that does it. At what point, Kathy, just in the time left, I mean, at what point do you say, hey, over in the pharmacy department, there's over-the-counter remedies that are going to help you out?
Well, really, everything that is on in our surgical department are over-the-counter remedies. So it would be a very rare instance where we would send our patients over to the pharmacy side to get an over-the-counter remedy, because we, you know, as you say, we are so well stocked from ceiling to floor with our items. So, you know, we pretty much have everything that they need in our department already, which makes it, you know, easier for us and them to get what they need.
And it is fascinating. My only advice to all of you when you go to the surgical medical department, take your time. It's just loaded with all of these things you would never think about. Hey, our thanks to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. Visit them, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. It's a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. That's why we do the program. It's the same kind of conversational tone that you have and friendship with the people that are there. And remember to mention you heard us on WLIE 540. You will get a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also in the nutrition department. You'll see Kathy in the surgical medical department. She'd love it if you'd tell her that you heard her on WLIE radio. They have a toll-free number for those of you who are listening in areas not near Long Island, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963. You'll get the 20% discount there, too. If you mention WLIE 540 AM, you'll have competent counselors to help you know what to get. Hey, next week, more on this vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given us. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.